is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And our guest, the last half of the program today, is Tony Pantelleresco. His websites are augmentinforest.50webs.com and tonypantelleresco.info. He has a YouTube channel, and that is Herbs Plus Beadworks / videos. His videos are fabulous. They are just so well done. Well, they are. They really are. I was thinking of some of them where you get a little carried away, but no, they're good. They're good.
You know, it's funny. I get people who have a different opinion about my style now on how I should do things, and I always refer to them. Well, if you really think that I should do something this way or that way, why don't you open up your own YouTube and present something that's, you know, fundamental or at least has substantiation to it to help somebody, you know. Everyone's got their style and profile on how they do things. And you may not like the way I may come off sometimes. I mean, because I'm pretty well, I tell it like it is type of guy.
I know. I appreciate that. I do. I really do. And I've watched every one of your videos. I have the thumb drive that has all those videos. I have them on my, you have a special directory where all your videos are. I've watched them all. Some of them I've watched three or four times. So yes, I do love your videos, and you're Tony. That's you. Okay, and no apologies are necessary.
No, I don't have a problem with that either. You know, I don't. This is how I look at it. I've been on this planet for over six decades, and you know what? I don't have time anymore to hold you by the hand. I hold you by the hand and blow sweet nothings off your backside. Now right. I'm going to tell you the way it is, how it is. If you don't like the way I'm saying it, too bad, so sad. You need to hear it. That's the way it is. Because all our lives we've been, especially Argent, we always were told to hold back. We got to be more diplomatic, be nice, and whatever. And I understand that to a point. But the way I see it now, people are so brain damaged and asleep. You can speak with all the eloquence you can muster, and they won't hear it because they've been used to eloquence. They've been put to sleep with eloquence. But the moment you use some strong, salt-of-the-earth language, you got everybody's attention.
Right.
Now, I've tried the eloquent method. It doesn't do nothing. They just sit there like a bumps on the stump. And the moment I tell them to, you know, to take their heads out of their arse, then they listen.
Right. And it's okay. It's very okay. Well,
I think it's a necessity today. We shouldn't have to be dealing with the war we're dealing with. We shouldn't have to be being assaulted with chemtrails and frequencies and vaccines and epigenetics and transgenetics and the food and the environment. You know, we shouldn't have to be dealing with, you know, the level of human violation that's going on across the planet and exploitation and experimentation that's being done on test subjects for humans or people of mankind. So I see this as, you know, we're at war. You know, people say, well, and this is the other dumb, big time dumb question of the century. Isn't this going to affect them too? My response is, why do you care? Why do you care about them? They're trying to kick your backside, take you out of the equation, exploit you, use your money through taxation and deviation to fund their black op operations to kill you. So why do you care whether it affects them or not? I hope it does. I did an interview with Susan Meyer a couple weeks ago on another network, and so she stepped in when somebody asked me that question, and I responded the same. What do you care? What do you care if it affects them or not? Who cares? You know, let them die. Matter of fact, if they're taking me, I'm hoping I can take them with me. So we all have an appointed time with our maker. I want to help them keep their appointment. You know, that's how I see it.
How thoughtful of you.
Well, I mean, they're trying to take me out of the equation. I figured they need to stand before the Almighty and give an account. Hey, God, this is sure. what they're doing. Let them explain their reason behind this. You know, so I don't have a problem with, you know, if they die, oh well, c'est la vie.
This brings us up to an email question that I just received. Tony says that war is being waged against us by people who are using food to poison us. Who are the leaders of this effort, and what is their motivation for wanting to poison us?
Why do you care who the leaders are and what their motivation is? This is a demented, demonic bunch of bastards that are waging war against mankind. If you can't sit there and observe the sky above you transforming into some sort of nano or synthetic bio agent. If you haven't been around that long, I can understand your naivety in this matter. But if you were 60 years or born in the 50s or 60s and even early 70s, you know what a condensation trail is. If you're born in the 1980s, I feel sorry for you because you've never seen a blue sky. I have. Mm-hmm. So I can tell the difference between a blue sky and this nonsense that's above us. So if you can't sit there and observe a pattern of chemicals being released and changing and transferring right before your eyes, if you cannot look around you and see that 9 out of 10 people are on some kind of medication today, if you can't look up the components of a vaccine and see there's aborted baby material in there and animal material like cows, pigs, bloods of sheep, bloods of monkey kidneys, you know, which violates every religious belief system on the planet, being injected into people who are, for instance, against pork and there's pig products. You know, Catholics who cry out about abortion and yet they get a vaccine that has aborted babies in them. You know, the hypocrisy goes on and on and on on all these belief systems. Every one of them should be crying in some outrage that their personal beliefs and whatever that may be and whatever that may transpire is being violated. If you can't see all this as and equate this as war and can't see that everything around you has been completely altered, you can't see that young people having a cell phone in their hand today cannot put it down, have to go to sleep with it and understand this is a program running into their brain. If you can't understand that these towers are popping up left, right, and center, and now 5G is right around the corner, which is going to really hijack a lot of people's DNA, then you're either got your head up your backside, or you're truly, truly, truly stupid. You know? Truly, truly stupid. I mean, there's no other, I mean, seriously, you're either not wanting to see it, or you're just plain stupid. Take the time to do your research on everything I'm talking about. I don't even want you to believe what I'm saying. Forget, don't even take my word for it. I want you to go, if you're asking that kind of stupid question, it is a stupid question. At this point, it's a stupid question, you know. And again, I'm not going to mince words here. It is stupid. You are being violated on a genetic level, on a DNA level. Your chromosomes, your egg, if you're female, if your egg is loaded with nanoparticulates that will now assemble in the reproduction of the next life that you conceive. The male sperm is loaded with nanoparticulates, which will also make contact with the egg, and between the two components will create a who knows what through some new form of mutations are going to go on, because the uterine lining is also loaded with nanos and fullerenes and God knows what else. So you don't, if you're asking that kind of question, turn off the television, shut off the radio because that's hypnotizing you, turn on your computer and start doing some research in regard to what's going on. You're going to get overwhelmed. That's okay. You need that. You need a kick in the pants so you can start sobering up on how to do research. And then you will find the answers you're looking for. Who's behind it? Who else could be behind something of this magnitude? It would have to be your financial institutions, your corporations, and your governments. Those are the only ones that have the power to be able to propagate this because they control the military. And who funds the military? Your banks. Where did the banks get the money from? You. You put your money in the bank. Who else funds the military? All the governments. I'm not going to pick on the United States. All the governments. You know, the United States is the leading edge in warfare, but all the governments. They collect revenue from you so you can now pay your military to kill you. This is what's going on. So when you're looking at, and then your corporations also have a vested interest because anytime they come up with a great, great brand new idea, they become that much more wealthier at the expense of your blood or your bloodlines. Look at Bill Gates. He's making a fortune off of vaccines.
Okay? Yes.
He's a butcher. Okay, he's a butcher. He's going to Africa and India, places where have got a high population and low IQ areas, giving them computers and toys. Oh, look, he's a nice guy. He's even going to give us a free vaccine. And 5 years later, whole communities are completely extinct. Extinct because of these vaccines. So when you're asking these kind of questions, what are you watching? What are you paying attention to? Are you, you know, are you that mesmerized with mainstream bullshit that you can't, you know, you can't smell, see what's going on? This is the astounding thing on that, because, you know, again, it's not that person's fault entirely. They've been programmed to think this way. They've been programmed to respond this way. They've never been programmed to go and do their own investigation. That's our generation. Our generation didn't believe nothing. You know, that's why we look into things, because we never bought into the quote unquote, what was the term we used to use? The establishment.
Right.
You know, we didn't. Right. We saw the establishment screw us with the Vietnam War. We saw the establishment starting to screw us with all kinds of other things. They kept lying to us over and over and over again. We developed an attitude of, we don't believe you. I don't believe nothing anymore unless there's substance to balance, back it up.
Right. You know?
That's how I am. If Jesus himself come back, I want to see ID. I want to see identification. I want to show me who you were. Well, he could be a devil. Coming
sure.
As an angel of light. I want to see some ID. Show me. But see, a millennial today, well, okay, that's Jesus. Could be the devil in disguise and wipe him out. Wouldn't know to ask any questions. So, you know, this is the point here, is get off your backside. Get off your backside.
See why I love you. You just say exactly what is right, and you don't mince words. That is the best answer that I have ever heard to that kind of a question, bar none.
Well, I would have spoke in more Canadian terminology, but I'm on your show, so I tethered it back. But seriously, get off your backside.
Yes.
You know, you don't have the luxury or the time to sit there and be entertained by a box that's programming you how to think, how to respond, to affect your emotional program. I was just watching something today just before you called me. Somebody sent me something called Project Artichoke. Have you heard of it?
No.
Project Artichoke was the CIA's
development
biological agents to create programming or hallucinogenic effects on people. And they took all the German scientists from the Second World War, even saved some of them from being executed, brought them over to the United States, and then they started to develop LSD and how they could program people with chemistry. So a lot of programming that's going on is probably in the food supply as well, but that has never really been thoroughly investigated. But I would bet you money, even money, that for the last 5 decades, they have been putting crap in the food to make people that much more stupid and programmable. So all they have to hear is something that might feel right. You know, it's the term feel right. Mm-hmm. If it feels good, you got to do it.
Right. People, children now, young people now are raised to think, or not to think, but to feel. And you see them being exploited and manipulated, and they are taught to feel. If it feels okay, then it must be true. They're not taught to critically think about anything. We do have a caller. Let's take John in Little Rock. John?
Hello.
I just want to say this with much respect. The man that you don't like, Wolfgang Halbert, has now been diagnosed with cancer. He's been diagnosed with cancer. So whatever time he might have left, please make it up to him.
This isn't about Wolfgang Halbig, okay? Save that for another show.
I'm just saying, you need to pay your respect. The man has cancer. He just announced it on his official Twitter account.
Okay, listen, this isn't about Wolfgang Halbig. If you're going to call in, make it relevant to the program, okay? Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
See, this is my point. This is my point. That's programming. That's all programming. He's not focusing on what's being said here and now. He's not listening to anything that's being said here and now. He got something in his head, and that program now is running him to function the way he's functioning. Okay, that you just saw the program in effect. That's part of the artichoke program. That's what we're seeing. That's what you just saw.
Wow.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to get. That's my point. People today are operating on a program, and he doesn't even realize what he did. Doesn't even realize at all, Deanna. Not one iota. He's caught up on an emotional response mechanism or some other trigger mechanism that's in his head that, you know, you may have said or said whatever to upset him. And again, not even paying attention to the program at hand, he then responded to something that triggered him. Maybe a frequency, maybe his cell phone, maybe something he watched on television, maybe something he heard on the radio, because the radio was the most effective medium they used to make a generation beyond belief stupid. They hypnotized you with the music. They gave you a melodious music. In the early 60s, it was an experiment to see what frequencies would affect your mood, affect your emotions, whatever, okay? Right. In the 70s, they refined that. You notice the 60s had all kinds of, you had bubblegum music, you had a little bit of rock and roll and some mellow rock, hard rock, in-between rock, you know, some classical. And then they finally found what affected everybody the most. So then they played the Beatles. The Beatles music was the theme or the main program that they based everything on, because it had a certain frequency. So what they would do is they would play the music, you get caught up in the music, and then whatever words they sang, you started repeating. And then when you repeated those words, you became programmed. That's how they did it, and that's how it's got done today. I said at one of the shows, I got offended when somebody sent me the song by a group called Alabama, Pass It On Down By or something.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did was they are blaming us, mankind, for the problems on the planet. And the way they sang the song, again, it was complete archetype format, had a nice melodious tone to it, used the words to embed them into your head to make you feel you're at fault and you should be responsible for the way the planet is right now. And nothing could be further from the truth. Because I always tell everybody, okay, GM, Ford, and Chrysler, and at that time American Motors, was the big three or the big four at the time. They were producing cars knowing full well that we had carburation back in the 1950s that could give us 100 miles to the gallon back then. So
right.
that would have saved the environment. But instead, they gave us these carburetors that gave us mud. What are we getting today? 20, 25, 30 miles to the gallon? That's a horrific joke. And the only reason why you're only getting 25 or 30 miles to the gallon is so they can collect the tax revenue every time you fill up at the gas tank.
Right.
In Germany, you can buy a full V8, six people, gets 80 to 90 miles to the gallon. Now, why isn't that technology in the United States or Canada? Because they have created the anomalies that we have today in our environment because they produce these junk products, and this is all they offer us. And then they force us to get a job because this is what they brainwash you. Oh, you need a job. You need a job. No, you don't need a job. You need an enterprise. You need to be self-employed, and you need to take care of yourself and quit relying on the government. But what they've done is they got everybody in this tune. So now you go out there to get a job. Most jobs are about 20, 25 miles away, and they know this. At least a half-hour drive one way to work. So now they've given you the vehicle to get to work.
Oh, sure.
See what I'm saying? So they didn't give us anything. They didn't. They are the ones that created the violation. I tell people all the time, Detroit, right across the river from me.
Right.
Ford destroyed the River Rouge River. Destroyed it.
Yes.
Now, they destroyed this back in the 60s and 70s when they were making $300 to $400 million a year profit. Okay, their projected profit margin was $100 million. They were tripling that every year. Why didn't they take 10% of that money and put it toward cleaning the environment? Why? Because it was easier to blame the consumer for their consumerism that Reagan and other politicians promoted and propagated. Well, you got to be a consumer.
Right.
The economy dies.
Wow. All righty. We're going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Tony Pantelaresco. His websites are augmentenforce.50webs.com and tonypantelaresco.info. He has a YouTube channel, Herbs Plus Herbs Plus Beadworks / videos. Don't know why I wanted to say bread. Okay. Herbs and bread seem to go together.
There you go. Well, they used to.
Yes, they used to. But now, well.
Now you'd get a reaction. Yeah. One is trying to heal you, one is trying to kill you. You know.
Right. Well, this is very interesting about Ford. And we know that the corporations come in, they cause a lot of problems. They destroy the environment. They destroy the rivers. And then they blame others for their problems. They never clean them up.
This is programming, right? Yes. You know, when we look at music and it is wielded like a sword, and it's designed to go into your brain, activate whatever part of the brain, dopamine or whatever, to trigger the emotional response or the endorphin system. You're feeling very good. You're in a very relaxed state. You're wide open. And then whatever is being recanted or recited in the music, you are now singing, programming yourself. So after a while, you start loathing the human race. You start blaming man for all the problems on the planet. Man didn't do anything. You know, a lot of the things that man gets blamed for is, again, a misdirect by a program. So when you're looking at how even that term has been used to, again, make us loathe ourselves or make us think so poorly of ourselves because of the way that program operates. You know, it's why we're at today. You know, we're when you even use the term human, the word human means beast or monster. That's what it really means. The Bible doesn't say God made, let's make human in our image. So he said, let's make man in our image. There's a reason why he used the term man and not human. Okay, man is at a higher level. Humans are at the lower level. So when you're talking, you know, about saving our humanity, I don't want to save my humanity. I want to save my mankind part of myself. You know, I'm accessing mankind. My God part is what I'm wanting to access. I don't want to be part of a beast. I'm not a beast. But even, again, we'll go back to your favorite topic, sex.
It's even okay.
Even the sex part, when you seriously think about that, okay, you can reflect back because you've had some history on the planet. But even the sex part that was there and how it's been manipulated, it has been more like a beast-like
for
activity.
Sure. Oh, okay? My gosh.
So when you're looking at that and you're looking at how love was equated to sex and sex was actually equated more to a lower end. I mean, there's nothing wrong with sex, but the way they have presented it and the way it works, I always tell everybody the sex part is always the cream of the crop. It's what comes after that you got to deal with. So, but that part is never brought into that equation. That's why so many divorces occurred, because again, everybody was programmed to go out there and, you know, hook up with somebody. And then after they hooked up and after they got past the euphoric effect and after they found out there's some work involved and now you're trapped. So again, it was all through deception, through music, through media. You know, when you looked on television, they were advertising whatever advertising. What were they doing? Showing the woman's cleavage. What does a woman's cleavage got to do with buying a car? Nothing. But this was out there. You know.
Right.
So when we're looking at programming, frequencies, why you ask some of the questions, why you respond. Some people don't even know why they respond the way they do. When you ask them, why did you do this? They say, I don't really know. Because a program was activated in that person at that moment, and they acted on the program in their subconscious mind. This was going on, and now they've acted it out and don't know what's going on. Or unless they're on some sort of medication and they're hearing the voice of God, which I did a show on. If you're hearing the voice of God, there better be something to substantiate that. Right. Moses heard the voice of God and saw a burning bush, you know. And so there better be something to really substantiate, not some voices popping in your head, because voices can come now from these transmitters, and they can say that God is talking. You better test that. Even biblically, it says, test all things, hold fast to what is good. So test it. Just because you're hearing voices doesn't mean, number one, they're coming from God. That they could be lying to you. Did you ever think of that? It could maybe the devil saying he's, you know, this is God calling. You know, I want you to go kill 500 people. You know, that is my point is to test it. Test it.
Right. Good advice. Good advice. Absolutely. All righty. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and we have Tony Pantelaresco, who is just a delight to have on the program. When you were on the last time, you talked about taking zinc and copper. And I know that I have listeners who have had hair analysis, and they've been told that they have too much copper and that is causing them problems. What is your views on hair analysis?
I think a lot of that's what it is. There may be some credibility to it, but to be honest with you, I have used myself as a guinea pig. I have taken up to 40 to 60 milligrams every day for 3 years. I am still waiting for the side effect. I would probably attribute more to the problems they're having. Either they have a zinc deficiency, or if they're eating any bread, any grain, any pasta, any rice, any soy, I would look at the glyphosate content in those products that might be actually causing the problem. I'm not seeing any real, and I'm not the only one I've given this to. I've given it to other people in high doses. And all I've seen come back from people, even the ones that supposedly had the copper levels high, all I'm seeing when I come back is they're benefiting and they're recovering. So I probably would say incorporate more zinc in the system. These three four minerals are very key to anybody's immune system: selenium, zinc, copper, and manganese. Iodine and boron are also big, so it's potassium. And I'm going to talk about these specific four. Without these four, you have no immune system. None. And what the glyphosates have done is they've caused a disemboweling of your bacteria and removing your ability to access these minerals. And a lot of times what happens is your blood in your system will oxidize because there's not enough copper there to protect the iron in the blood or enough vitamin C. So the first thing I would probably say is get on a high-profile enzyme, use a little bit of sulfur and phosphorus and a full mineral complement like from Nutrabiotic, electrolyte formula, or the cardiovascular research tri-salt formula. Start there. And then see how it goes. And if you start seeing vast improvements, all of a sudden a diminishment in pain, a sort of a diminishment in coordination, more coordinated, you have more mobility, you have less agitation, then we know where the real problem is. A lot of these tests, I just talked to somebody in the medical field actually 2 days ago who used to do these tests. He said they're all farcical, all of them. They don't even indicate an accurate assessment of what's really going on. There's a lot of those tests, you could throw them out the window. They mean nothing.
Okay.
I said to her, you know what? I kind of wondered about that myself because I'm seeing all, and when I'm looking at all the tests I see here, everybody's within a point, whatever range that they're saying are high. I'm thinking, no, you're not high. You're just, okay, that could have been a beep with the machine. You could have had a little bit of anxiety because you're in a doctor's office. And it could be a lot of, maybe you had a coffee before you came in the office, which might have jacked up your blood pressure a little bit. It could be anything. And I always tell people, if you're going to do a blood pressure test, they should have two tests within 20 minutes, you know, at least between 5 and 10 minutes of each other to get a true test and maybe another one 20 minutes later. Because when you go into these places, you're anxious. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's the doctor going to find out? Oh, am I going to have cancer? Oh, am I going to have an autoimmune disorder? Oh, am I going to have restless leg? Oh, is my digestive system? Oh, are they going to find a tumor in me? Whatever goes through a person's head, you mm-hmm. know. And a lot of that is what it is, you know, in regard to nonsense. You know, there was a researcher out there that was doing the research on the Morgellons, and did he ever get it wrong? He was saying the stuff was feeding on the iron. It wasn't feeding on the iron. There was no copper in the system, or not enough copper to protect the iron in the blood. So the iron was oxidizing. But again, if he doesn't know. The other aspect of the equation, you can make a misdiagnosis or a presumption on something that isn't really there. Because I'm looking at the same research in a different way. I've gone a totally different route than this fellow did, and I'm finding a completely different, a whole different modem on this whole thing. It's not even a biological agent, not entirely. Anyway, it's a synthetic biology, which Gwen Scott, when she was alive, actually was the first one that coined that term and described it correctly. So when we're looking at all the stuff that's going on, testing and whatnot, I would probably tell you to take your doctor's test with a grain of salt. You know, seriously. Only thing I would use a doctor for is do a diagnostic and find out what's wrong with you and find somebody who's knowledgeable in the alternatives, even if it's another doctor in what they call complementary alternative medicines, and go talk to them about giving you an alternative. You do never, ever take a statin. Never take a statin. They break down your DNA, and sometimes that's irreparable. Okay? It depletes the body of CQ10, causes your vitamin E to create mutations in your body, and it breaks down the fat in the brain. Never use them. We have given people a simple formula with garlic and less sunflower lecithin. 3 months, the cholesterol levels are back to normal. You can use something like sarsaparilla. If there is such a thing as high cholesterol.
Which I don't think there is. I think
no, 220 to 259 is what's considered normal. And the doctors want you down at about 110. You're not even functioning at 110. So, and again, and what are they testing for? They're testing for a lipoprotein. It has nothing to do with cholesterol. So the whole cholesterol thing has been nothing but one big hilarious joke against mankind to further bleed from mankind their life resources, which is their money. They work hard for it. They sweat and blood for the money. And then they take it from them with these lies and deception. So when you're looking at some of the things this industry has done, number one, the first thing you should be thinking, everybody, is, what have they cured since 1950? What? Can you think of anything they've cured since 1950?
No. They don't cure anything. They treat things.
That came in 1980. Mm. 1980 is when they came out and said, late 70s, mid 80s, they come out and said they couldn't cure anything, but they could treat you. But think about this. 1950, 2018. Okay? 2018, 1950. You mean to tell me in all that time you can't find a cure for muscular dystrophy? You can't find a cure for cancer. You can't find a cure for autoimmune disorders. You can't find a cure for respiratory disorders like asthma or CFS. After that much time and after that much money being thrown into these institutions, you mean to tell me that they are so incompetent and so bloody stupid that they can't find a cure? See, this is how you need to think. If they've had this much time with the most advanced scientific equipment on hand, we are now using nano and nanobiology to understand more. Everything they're doing with nano constructs is based on the human anatomy, human biology, cellular communication. It's all based on that. They can see now with models and computers how our systems can actually work on a genetic level. And you mean to tell me, when all that has come about, after all this time, they can't cure you? This should make you raise an eyebrow and go, what's going on here?
Right. They're just taking your money. They're trying to find something to treat. They're not trying to cure you of anything. And they create diseases rather than cure them.
This is true. If you go look at that Project Artichoke,
yes,
that one. If you've not heard of it, go watch it. I encourage anybody who thinks that they're living in a wonderful land of opportunity and freedom and all that nonsense that they sold us on. The other program, you know, that the opportunity and the freedom that you think you have, the opportunities for them to experiment and exploit you.
Right.
And the freedom you have is to go to Walmart, Kmart, Sears, McDonald's, Burger King, or whatever, all these places that have something that could kill you or poison you or whatever, you know.
Right.
But I'm not just talking the United States. I'm talking Europe. I'm talking everywhere.
Right.
You know, that's been the theme. So when you go watch this, you are going to be in for one rude. Why did the United States collaborate with these war criminals? You know, a lot of people don't really understand. It was actually the globalists in America that started that war. It wasn't Hitler. Hitler was the tool. Germany was broke. Germany was completely broke. And yet, GM, Ford, Chrysler, which was called Opel at the time, Standard Oil, Standard General Tire, gave them everything they needed to build their economy. And then the first thing Hitler did was he collapsed the banks, got rid of the banks. When he collapsed the banks, did you know in 3 years they had the most robust economy on the planet?
Right.
What's that tell you about the banks?
Right. Earlier, you were talking about glyphosate and grains. Mm-hmm. Once something is sprayed with glyphosate, there is no way to get that glyphosate off that grain, correct?
Possible. You can't even get it off the soil. Okay, bacteria usually breaks everything down, but this is an antibiotic they're putting in the ground. It takes 7 years. If you spray an acre of glyphosate on the soil, it takes 7 years for that acre to break down the glyphosate. And the only way it can break it down is through sunlight. So if you were to plant a seed that didn't have any kind of genetic mutation or alteration done to it, it was still in its original genetic template, and you put it in the ground, you have now created a genetically engineered seed. There is no organic. You can't. It's impossible. Impossible. And when you're looking at the chemtrail fallout coming down from the sky, okay, and there was a European MP, okay, stated that the chemtrails from the sky were neutralizing all the organics. I couldn't agree with them more.
Oh.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter today if you ever go organic. Well, and all plants are organic anyway. The difference is the amount of chemicals that they're using. Whether they're bought in a store or bought in a health food store – and one's got a USDA label, one doesn't. They're both organic. The organic labeling initially back in the 80s had three definitions, and the definition was determined by the amount of chemicals that they were using. One definition of organic allowed 65% chemical-free, the other one allowed 70%, and one allowed 90%, because they were saying even at that time, you couldn't have everything done with organics. You would have to add some kind of synthetic to some things. So when you're looking at the so-called organics, and again, think about this for a minute. You got at least 43 chemicals coming from the airplane jet Alaska, maybe even more today. Okay, they have now mixed and commingled with other chemicals that have already been there for the last 60 years. So we've got stuff up there. We have no idea at all what's in the atmosphere anymore. And there's things right up there that are not even periodic table that now are coming down on the ground, which now the plants are absorbing. So whatever organic you think you're having has been now corrupted by even just that aspect of it. At the harvest, they're spraying glyphosate even on the organics.
Right. To make them ripen faster.
Yeah. So again, then on top of that, they're spraying nano silver as an insecticide. Ooh, imagine a generation or two of that. What's going to happen there? We're not going to have super bugs. We're going to have bugs that are on a mega super level. Imagine a grasshopper that was able to wipe out a field now attacks a person, well, bites the person, and now injects in their saliva and the protein a nano program that now it has. You know what I mean? And now the person has this. So then they get to the doctors. We've never seen anything like this before. It spreads throughout the body, and now they're observing it to see what it does. Because this is what happens when you go to the doctor. It's a numbers game. When they spray chemtrails, you go to the doctors. Now they're taking a head count. Who came in, what day, what did they spray? And then they can see how effective their...
Certainly, everything's digitized.
Right.
Absolutely.
So you see this. You know, you see, I see it. Anybody who's awake now, someone's going to say, well, who's in charge? Like, really?
Right. We have a caller. Why don't we take sure. Bob in Michigan? Bob?
Hey, Deanna, would it be okay to ask him to comment on high fructose corn syrup and its effects?
Well, go ahead.
High fructose corn syrup?
Yeah.
It's like, if you're not diabetic, you'll be one. It literally destroys the pancreas. I forget how many side effects that stuff has. And again, if it's coming from corn and you really don't know, again, what the genetic impact is, but it's totally toxic, totally lethal. It shouldn't be used in any way, shape, or form. In fact, we shouldn't even be using that much glucose or fructose to begin with. Our bodies actually use glycerol as a source of sugar for energy, or it used to. Until they got everybody on a high fructose glucose diet, which again was designed to break down the pancreas. And when the high fructose glucose spikes your insulin, your testosterone drops. This is why a lot of guys die of heart attack, because their T levels drop and the highest concentration of T is in the heart, then the brain, then the sac. So if the heart drops, so do you.
What about stevia?
If you can find a real one. A lot of them have fructose and glucose mixed with them. You know, try to find one that doesn't have that mixed with it. I mean, I don't understand the whole concept there. The whole idea about stevia was to become a sugar substitute, so you wouldn't take sugar. But then when you buy a lot of the products, what do they got with it? Go in any grocery store. Right? You're in Michigan. Go in any Meijer's and take a look in the Meijer's section. They got about three or four brands, Truvia and all these other ones, and take a look at the other components with the stevia. I like, really? And then you go into the health food section. Same thing. They added glucose for fruit because stevia's got a real bitter taste to it. They would have been better off if they cut the stevia with vanilla. At least then you would have had a sugar substitute without the sugar.
That's interesting. So you don't go along with using just plain old sugar then or unprocessed.
I would use sugar, white sugar over all the rest of them. No.
Okay.
The only thing, I mean, I'm not saying that you go gun ho with it, but I prefer maple syrup. That's usually what I use. Birch sap syrup. If you can find it. Sugar has been over demonized. You know, to get everybody to get on these other alternative sweeteners like aspartame, neotame, Splenda, okay. Sucralose, which is the same thing. And these all have side effects. They're all detrimental. Even the sucralose was all garbage. I forget the latest studies on that, what it does to the spine and kidneys, and now even on the brain. It's a wonder. Like I said, you really got to investigate this stuff because they hide a lot of the impact here. But to be honest with you, of all the sweeteners out there, maple syrup is probably the safest because, again, it's coming out of the tree, which then, again, which would be filtering, which wouldn't get a direct hit from the nano. Honey, on the other hand, where the bees are pollinating and collecting the honey as nectar, will be loaded with nanometal. If you buy, I get unpasteurized honey straight from the farm, and I can see it floating all the time.
Well, I'm gonna go tap about 40 maple trees that I've got on my acreage here.
Hey, I'm with you.
Okay, right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All righty, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
And our guest this last half of the program has been Tony Pantelaresco. His websites are augmentenforce.50webs.com and tonypantelaresco.info. He is a terrific person who knows a lot. I love that T-shirt that you have. Just a guy that knows some things.
That keeps me so free of a lot of things. See, because the moment you put an entitlement on you, you got a bullseye the size of Gibraltar, which I probably have already anyway. But, you know, I'm not making any claims or any, you know, I'm not making any whatever. The only claim I'm saying is that these things can fix you and can cure you and heal you, because the word cure and heal is still in the dictionary. It's still a usable word. So you can right. still use these terminologies, because until they remove that from the defining factor in the dictionary, it's still a real word. And there's nothing wrong in saying that, because it can, the word, it can cure or heal you. Doesn't mean it's going to. The pharmaceutical industry can't do anything. You know, this is the problem. And this is what gets me, is so many people have put so much faith and so much bullshit in the allopathic field. I'm not saying the whole allopathic field is bad either. I mean, I think they were doing better back prior to 1980 than they are today. Today, I think it's ludicrous to see what's going on today. You got three different doctors. They're all going to give you three different scripts, and not one of these doctors communicate with each other to see what the other person is prescribing. So when one prescribes one thing, another guy's prescribing something else, it's going to may either neutralize or react to whatever you're doing. And it's bad enough each one of these drugs have 30 side effects. So imagine if you got 20 drugs that you're taking, you know, that's 600 right. side effects going on in your body.
Right.
Then you come crawling to the door to see me, say, "Help, I'm dying." Oh, and I said, "What are you doing?" "Well, I went to my doctor. What are you taking?" And they show me a list. Is this a candy store? Do you think you need all this? You know, I hold people back from buying tons of vitamins for the same reason. So what do you think you don't need? This is, you know, you got 20 things here. They're all doing the same thing. Why do you need all of them? You know.
Right. Yes. And I think that we hear about some vitamin and we think, oh, we need to go out and get that. We should do a program on vitamins sometime.
Somebody contacted me about a product that just came out. It's a carbon olive oil mixture. And I told them that's a hijack and a half. It's a liposome delivery method, delivering carbon into the brain. And carbon is a super high conductor, which allows the nanoparticulates in your brain to assemble.
Oh.
That's all horse hockey, you know. But again, and then there was another guy contacting me about ADA Clarity. I didn't even think they were selling that product anymore because it got busted. I did my own investigation on it before another activist or another guru said something. And I tried to find the guy that invented it, found out that he'd been dead for 80 years. Then I found out what the Japanese actually did with ADA Clarity. They do use it. That part was correct. They do use it. They use it to collect the pollutants in the water. But then they run it through a reverse osmosis system afterwards to remove the ADA Clarity part of it out, because in that format, it actually concentrates the toxicity of this product. So that's one part they didn't tell you in the advertisement when they were selling the product. So the guy that brought the product made his millions and went off to Peru. So, like I said, you got to really look at some of the stuff. If it has to do with nano and a metal, it's toxic.
Wow. Thank you so much, Tony. You're terrific.
Hey, can I tell you something real quick?
Sure.
Real quick. April 6th through 8th, we're going to be at the Green Living Show in Toronto. Susan Maher and myself is going to be there, so I wanted to get that plug in so that if you're in the area or anybody's in the area wants to come up in April 6th to 8th, we're going to be there. So show up if you can.
Great. Thank okay? you.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Take care.
All right. You too.
Bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you next week.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender.
lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic.